SoCal middle schoolers distribute 2,000 pairs of shoes to families in need, no small feat. A group of Chinese-American students from Southern California successfully tackled the challenge of distributing thousands of pairs of shoes and other items to families in need, showcasing their dedication to community service. Recently, several girls at Walnut High School and Suzanne Middle School, both in Walnut, California, about 25 miles east of Los Angeles, were tasked by a volunteer group they are in with distributing 2,000 pairs of women's shoes, nearly 600 blankets, and thousands of alcohol wipes to families. The donation effort is aimed at victims of domestic violence, homeless women, and women with disabilities, according to those who participated. Fortunately, a team member suggested that we could seek help from churches, Julia Wong, a student at Walnut High School, said in Mandarin. As a result, the group gathered June 12 at a restaurant in Bell, 20 miles west of Walnut, to announce their collaboration with local Hispanic pastors who will help identify families in need. Problem solving. The students are part of the Wanyu Foundation, a nonprofit volunteer organization comprising middle and high school students, Walnut City counselors, parents, and residents. Some might assume that with parents and experienced city counselors involved, the distribution of collected supplies wouldn't fall to the teenagers. However, according to the foundation, its goal is to foster growth in the students by leaving the planning and problem-solving up to them. Eric Ching, chief executive officer of the foundation and a Walnut counselor since 2012, left the task of determining the most effective way to distribute the shoes to the girls. After numerous brainstorming sessions and rejecting several plans, including developing an app, advertising on social media, and promoting on the streets, the students finally arrived at their perfect plan. The idea of leveraging the church network, known for its community outreach, was well received by everyone involved. To find out which churches needed shoes, our team divided into several groups, each responsible for different areas. We contacted the churches corresponding to those areas by sending them emails, Julia said. They received a quick and positive response from the Association of Ministers of the Espirit, which includes over 80 Hispanic churches, with members spanning nearly all countries in Latin America. During the meeting announcing the collaboration, AME President and Senior Pastor Carlos Ortiz expressed gratitude and blessings to the volunteer team and donating companies on behalf of the pastors and recipient families. Growth through charity. Annie Jiao, a student at Suzanne Middle School, has participated in several charity events and said this one taught her much and helped her with her current Spanish studies. "This event is very heartwarming. I love it," she said. "More importantly, I met more people and learned more things." Her mother, who did not provide her name, said she supports her daughter's involvement in charity work. "American culture is about teaching children to care for others," she said. These activities also help children make friends and meet more outstanding individuals, serving as positive role models for them. Vicky Chui, another Walnut High student, said that participating in such activities makes her happy and grateful while providing opportunities to help others. "When I used my strengths, I was able to see joy from others and the positive impact we are making on the community and especially women who need help," Vicky said. Mr. Ching, the city councilman, who was also in attendance, said efficiency is key in charity work. Rather than relying on government distribution, which may not effectively reach those in need, he said the foundation employs streamlined, volunteer-driven approaches. "Spreading love is meaningful in today's society as it can promote understanding between ethnicities," he said, speaking in Chinese. "I believe the children have learned a lot." Sean Ma contributed to this report.